Good. How are you guys?
What's up?
Oh my God, I feel good. What's going on?
Sasha, right, Kobe?
Yeah, he was a resident when I was an attending, I think.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
but
what
you're like an old man. I haven't.
it... That's so mean. That's so mean.
Kobe, are you in
Aw.
Texas? You're in
It's just
Texas,
the
right?
beards.
I'm in Houston, yeah.
They're so furry. They turned
Wow.
furry when I knew them.
I know we all get furry. As men get furry as they get
Is
older.
that what
Yeah. I
happened?
wish I could grow a beard that good.
I don't know. I had a beard. I had a beard at the end of my New York stint.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But it was just not quite as white.
It's so nice to see you. Oh my God.
Wow.
We're gonna have so much fun tonight. Welcome back, everybody. This is Melissa Peskin. I'm back with OBGYN Pearls of Wisdom, and I'm so excited for the group we have today. In fact, one of our star guests was actually mentioned after the first podcast as being a coveted guest, probably because he might be the funniest person that ever crossed paths across Montefiore's steps. I think you know who you are, Dave.
Me?
Yes.
I didn't think you were
So,
talking about me.
yeah, that's definitely you. So I guess we'll start with you. So we're here with Dr. Dave Lubell, Dr. Kobe Kwinski, and Dr. Sasha Kucherov. So, Dave, what are you, where, what, tell me, where have you been? Where are you now?
So now I'm at Mount Sinai. I'm in private practice. We're like a six all male group. It's really interesting.
That's different.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of hiring a female. I'm going to break the trend. We'll see.
No, not
Yeah.
a female.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I do mostly really interesting obstetrics. We do GYN as well, but I'm doing a lot of I would say certainly not your run-of-the-mill OB stuff, which makes things exciting for me. Otherwise, I'd die of boredom. So that's what we're doing now. I'm pretty busy. I'm probably working harder than I should. But got mouths to feed, and that's just the way it is, I guess, for now. I'll keep doing this until I can't.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What else? Aside from that, I still think I'm the same person that I was starting off as a resident. I don't think that really changes. I think my personality, for the most part, is the same. I try to keep things light and fluffy, and I try not to let things bother me too much.
That's amazing. You're gonna have to tell us your secret. Because I haven't learned that, but it's
It's
awesome.
not easy. Yeah, sometimes it's not easy, but we try. Yeah.
How about you, Kobe?
Well, after leaving the glorious halls of Monty and Einstein, I moved to Houston, Texas, where I am a OBGYN hospitalist at Texas Children's Hospital, where I've been for the last, can't believe it, 10 years. And I am the fellowship director for the OBGYN Hospitalist Fellowship. And I'm getting actively involved in the National Society now, and that's where I am, taking care of high risk patients mainly, doing a lot of patients with babies with all sorts of cardiac stuff and moms with all sorts of crazy problems. So that's where I am.
Can I ask a question? This may be off topic, but like what I wanted to ask you, like, how's the atmosphere there with
I
regards to the new
mean,
laws and
we do the best we can, we thankfully they modified the rules a little bit, so no P-PROM is an exception to the rule. We sat on some people for a while who were very early P-PROMers till they showed some sort of sign of infection or something. It was a little crazy. Other than that,
That
it's
must have been terrifying, though. Like, that's terrifying
yeah,
if your
it's
hands
crazy.
are
We
tied.
had a patient at Sinai who used to be a former patient and then moved to Florida, and she could not get a rescue cerclage placed in Florida.
Wow.
No one wanted to
Why?
touch her. No one wanted to touch her. Everybody was
Why?
afraid she was going to prom, and they were like,
Right.
just we're
Oh,
not dealing with this.
we don't
Because
have that. We don't.
she ended up taking a private jet from Boca to Teterboro Airport and just showed up at Sinai.
And see, we have a lot of people that come from New York to us for fetal surgery.
Right. So I've actually sent patients there, I think. We've had a couple of patients that ended up there. Wait, are
Well, they're lucky to have you.
Yeah, it was such a transition coming here. It's such a resourceful location. Like, we had surgical techs with us in the beginning during vaginal deliveries, handing us instruments. And I'll never remember when I did my first C-section. I'm like, okay, what kind of dressing would you want? And I was like, there's more than one. They're all pressure dressings. Like, that's all I knew.
My God! Now it's
Culture
the same
shock.
thing. New York's, I think no matter what hospital you're at, it's still the same.
Yeah, and like all
Yeah.
the stuff the nurses do and all the stuff the nurses didn't do in New York,
Yeah.
such a difference.
Yeah.
New York is like rude with a side of attitude.
Oh yeah.
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 Don't ask any of my residents to draw blood because they have no idea how to do that or put an IV in.
Which really puts people on airplanes at risk because you really do need somebody to know how to do that.
It's true, yeah.
Sasha.
Are residents at Mount Sinai having wellness days, or is that just a
Oh, yeah,
Texas
no, that's
thing?
everywhere.
And they
Okay.
take them. Trust me, they take them. We had
Oh
a
yeah, they do. They go. They get their nails done. They go.
yeah.
So we had at NYU. I was on one night, and there were four residents working that night, and the rest of them were out like paint by with wine or whatever, paint and get drunk, that type of thing. And so they gave everybody art supplies. And so the art supplies stayed there till probably like 1 in the morning, and I bowed out. I was like, okay, things are sort of, just like whatever. I'm just gonna go to the call room. I come back, and all of them, all four, have finished these gorgeous port paintings. Okay, which, by the way, they did together. So I knew that they had paint supplies and they were going to do it. What I didn't realize is they would stop working altogether, and actually there would be zero eyes on any patient because they'd all be having their wellness together while they're working painting these gorgeous like portraits. And it was, I was like, I mean, the night, I mean, thankfully everybody was okay, but at that point I was like, wait, so basically eyes off the everything for about 2.5, 3 hours. Nice. That's wellness. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like it worked out, everyone was fine and they got some nice artwork.
Well, whatever happened to the D cell, it's gone now.
That's right. Eventually they all self-correct, don't
You
they? I'm
recover.
pretty sure from what I remember of obstetrics.
All bleeding stops at some point, right?
Absolutely.
All bleeding stops eventually.
Sasha, who are you?
Hi. Good. I'm Sasha Kucherov. I did my residency at Einstein from 2011 to 2015. Melissa, you were one of my chief residents when I was an intern. You've spent a lot of your pod so far talking about your experiences as a junior resident. I'm interested to ask you about your experience as a senior resident. I knew Kobe when he was an attending, and have some very nice things to say about the experiences working with him. And Dave, I had a cup of coffee with when I was a sub-I for
Oh.
5 minutes, basically.
Oh, and you said, what did he say to you?
Oh, I don't really remember much of our conversation, but I remember sitting with you at the, in the nurse's station, and you got your chart in front of you. You're like, all these tracings are shit, all of them. That's all I remember. I was like, okay, cool. I'm coming here next year,
You mean
Amazing.
tracings in general are just a
They
shit
were all bad.
technology, or
You're like,
what's
these all
that?
suck. These all suck.
Or the tracings were actually bad tracings.
All the tracings were bad. All of them.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
But at Einstein,
Yeah.
can we not all agree that all the tracings are bad all the time?
Yeah.
I literally can go away and not look once at a tracing at NYU, and these tracings essentially, I mean, 9 out of 10 times are going to be all right. At
Yeah.
Einstein, it was you were flipping people every
Of
second of
course.
the night, and
Yeah.
still wasn't getting better.
Yeah, actually, I when I teach the medical students about tracings, I have this whole spiel. I go, so tracings have been around since I was born. I was born in 1977. And I always ask them, okay, so this is a wonderful technology, and it's since it's been implemented, you can imagine how we've reduced the morbidity and mortality of neonates. And they're like, oh yeah, I could, yeah, we definitely have. And I'm like, wrong. I'm like, it's a shit tool.
We do more C-sections. Congratulations.
And then I come up with my made up study. I don't know if you heard the made up study, but I said this is in, I think it was somewhere in Scandinavia where they took a university teaching hospital and just replaced all the staff with monkeys. And the outcomes were better. There was feces all over the walls, but the outcomes were better.
Were you the second year resident when left in the middle of the night or something?
Yes, yeah, she passed out. No, I came in the next day.
Oh, you
I
were there
came
the
the
next
next day.
day.
We were, I think we were third years, right? When you were a third year, that's when you ran the Weiler.
Yeah.
That was on the weekends, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ran the show. And I think it was first night. I was coming on Saturday. Ivan was on, and I come on, and Ivan just looks like
He's an
completely.
intern.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, was he the inter? No, he
Yeah.
was a year
Yeah.
behind, under us.
Yeah. Oh, she was a third year. You're right. I was an
He was a
intern.
third
I
year.
was an
He was the
intern. He was a
second, I
second.
think, at
Yeah.
night. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And he comes to me and he's like, David, the night is so fucked. It's been crazy. Is out. I think she passed out, or I don't remember what happened. And it was just a complete shit show the next day. And that was my first experience as a third year at Weiler. And I remember it was just a long 24 hours running that floor.
That Saturday was like, what
And
do you,
it was July. I think it was like it was brand new. It was
yeah.
July, and I was on call that weekend, and I think everybody's in their new roles, and it was just insane. It was crazy.
I
Yeah,
remember,
sorry, the
yeah, go
shit on
ahead.
the monkeys running around throwing shit on the walls sort of reminded me of your image of that night, so that's why I brought that up,
I
but.
know, I know, I know. That, yeah, it was a. That's where the term shit show
It really came from.
first. Yeah, Kate. Yeah, it was just like, just a circus of shit.
I don't know if I can say this on. I kind of like. I
Yeah.
have very vivid memories. What happened with the Demetrius Judson podcast was that D said he'd literally blocked out everything. He knows he got good training, but he actually can't tell you one thing that happened. Whereas Judson and I can tell you he was only there for 2 years, but he and I could tell you every single little detail.
Yeah.
So my trauma is definitely a very remembered one, but I don't think this is traumatic. I thought this was hilarious. There was a woman in the ICU. There was something like where the Chiefs, the fourth year was not on. And so it was, or the second year, that's what it was. I think one of them was going to be the second year for the day, and the other woman was going to run the board. And I believe running the board because she liked the markers on the board. And was going to be the second year. And there was this woman in the ICU, and they said she could code at any time. And the plan was for one of them to run up if the patient was going to code and they needed a perimortem section. And I remember the knife being taped to the wall.
Resuscitative hysterotomy. Get your terms right.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Thank you, O director of OBGYN Hospitalist. Yes, resuscitative hysterotomy. Yeah. So they yeah, and I remember there being an overhead page, right? And they're like, code to four, whatever they called, right? And I remember that it was Stacy that took the she wasn't supposed to leave because she was running the floor, and she took that knife and she ran as fast as she could towards the ICU. The patient was fine. She did not code, and it
But she
wasn't
still cut her though, right?
right. So she completely abandoned her post, and we were just like, huh?
Will never in my whole life forgive
I've got
that
a good
woman
story about
me
for you.
through.
I still have, I mean, I haven't seen her in a while, but I did hold respect for her. I mean, she was a very
Sure.
smart, very determined, very regimented individual. But
No, no.
but she was my senior the first night,
Oh.
and I came home and I cried.
No, she was my fourth year for basically my whole third year, and I will never forgive her for the
Drama.
unnecessary torment that she gave me.
Yeah.
No,
But I
there's
think
torment.
I think there was worse than her though.
Nope, she was the worst.
There was worse than her. I
I didn't work
don't
in her. I mean, that's a high
know.
bar.
You know, at least she cared about her patients, and I think that she.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I got that
Yeah.
impression, you know.
Okay.
Mean, we all care about patients. I mean.
I see this is where actually she and sort of almost used their patients to exhibit their narcissism and manipulate the manipulative
You see,
side.
you're probably more intelligent than I am, and I couldn't see that far.
Because like what I got from both of them similarly was that they would like rake you over the coals for shit that really didn't matter, but use their patients as like, I care about this patient so much. Why
Yeah,
didn't you do X, Y,
maybe. Yeah,
Z?
maybe I wasn't smart enough to see that. I don't know.
That's what I got from them, but maybe
Yeah.
so saw red. I like Kobe. I will. I can't
No.
stand with her. That was like she's like a hard stop. Like as far as trauma goes, she definitely.
Yeah, she took the cake. Wait,
Super
so
exciting.
Sasha, where are you now?
Where am I? I'm in private fertility private practice in fertility and REI in
Oh, okay.
Connecticut in Westchester County, New York. I haven't delivered a baby in 5 years, and I gotta say I don't really miss it too much at all. It was great
That's too
training,
bad.
and it was fun in the moment and everything, but most of my like really great memories were from not obstetrics. The really like the fun times I remember, like actually like enjoying residency, were not usually on the like the Weiler labor floor.
Wow.
They're mostly doing GYN.
That's so funny. Like what? I don't have m many.
I can I tell you like my favorite intern rotation was Ankh, because I just got to park myself, like I felt like a real doctor, like I got to park myself on 11 South and just like deal with medical issues with patients and do this and that. I have to worry about like impressing, Dr. Quo and the robot or something, or like holding a camera for 8 hours, or sitting there in an exent and not doing anything. I got to replete electrolytes and like do medicine. It was great. I really enjoyed it. Not that I didn't like the labor floor, and like all the real trauma though that I remember is almost all related to obstetrics,
Wow. You have
as
very
it's
di very different memory of Ong as an intern than I do. I just remember having to sign out to Einstein and him roaring at me about not, what is this thing? What is this? And
I would love to talk to you guys about how the vibes shifted like between when you guys started and when I was there. It's really, I think it's extremely
so,
fascinating
yeah.
listening about this kind of stuff.
So my initial intention starting was that I was interested in GYN oncology, and I did a sub-I there. And I met Gary Goldberg at the time, and he really like wanted to mentor me, and he's like, "Come, you'll be fine." I did the sub-I, and I think while I did the sub-I, I came to a realization that I don't think I want to do this. And it was one event, I remember that just hit me. It was one situation where, do you remember, he was the fellow, he was an older guy from the South.
Goombas in the noggin.
Yeah. Melissa, were you there when he was there? I don't think so.
No,
No,
I
she
don't
was
know.
one. Yeah. So was the fellow. And I don't know if you guys remember, but I had a kid in med school, right?
Right.
So when I was an intern, I had a, and I look back at it, I'm like, I was fucking crazy. How would I ever think that this is doable? But I did it. I had a kid as an intern. And so my wife was pregnant at the time when I was doing the sub-I. And in Canada, this is something that happens. You don't see it here, but in Canada, we tend to have kids. We tend to have kids a little earlier. So it wasn't abnormal for my circles in Montreal to have a child. But when I got there, one thing I did realize is none of these residents have kids. Okay, that was one thing I realized. And then this guy fellow has a kid. He's got actually a family. I think he was in private practice before he started fellowship. And I remember his wife crying on the phone, just out of her, like with the kids yelling in the background. And he goes, "I don't care how much you whine or how much you cry, I am not coming home." And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I could. This is crazy.
But those fellows stayed till 12 o'clock
I
all the
know, I
time,
know,
all the time.
I know. So I think that really hit me. But GYN oncology just rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know what it was. It was a very difficult, as residents, we found it was hard. It was not easy.
No,
I
it was
mean,
hard. I
we were
mean,
scared of the attendings. I was scared of Mark Einstein.
no, I was
Right?
super
I
scared of
remember
Mark.
him. He was a funny guy. He would yell and scream and rip you a new one, and then he'd be like, "Hey, how you doing?"
You know,
You
then he would
know?
offer me Skittles.
Yes, exactly.
He's the
Yeah, then
chair
he's like
now,
the
isn't
nicest
he?
guy, you know? And then I'd be like, "What just happened?"
Did he tell you that it was, he like nitpicked on everything? He's like, it's okay, it's a 4-year program. Did he say that to you
No,
all
he
the
didn't tell me that. But then I found out that the reason why they're like this is because they've all been treated this way, and it's just trauma that's been passed down. And it was Aronowitz who started off. Did you guys know about that attending?
No.
She was
Yeah,
the one
she
who
was crazy.
tormented everybody. She tormented Gary Goldberg. She tormented Yishin Kuo. She tormented Einstein. And she basically set the scene at that point for the atmosphere, and I thought it was a difficult environment.
Well, it was super hard. I mean,
Yeah, it was very hard.
we had a poor precedent set by Sarah Friedman, who started going in at 4 o'clock in the morning
Right. Yeah.
and putting
Horrible.
the
They're getting
onc
the
notes
notes
and
ready, the
stuff,
onc notes.
the
Yeah.
onc notes for the OR ready
Yeah.
downstairs and putting make sure everyone had the right orders in.
Yeah.
So that was the precedent set for my class, and that was just.
Yeah, we did that. I remember as the second year you were up at night and starting at like 3 a.m., we had like templates
Yep,
and
to
we would start
pre-write
printing
the
out the
notes.
notes. Yeah.
Yeah,
We'd
exactly.
update the list.
Yep.
And and at the time it was all on paper.
Yeah, I mean, I used to take stacks of papers home and just pre-write my notes for rounding on the sections so I could come in.
And then we'd board everybody for labs in Carecast. Remember that?
Yes, Carecast.
Yeah.
That's really
Yeah.
smart, Kobe, to prep all the like the post-op notes. That's very smart. Like all 25 of them or 30 of them.
Yeah, I would
Yeah,
take
yeah.
them and they'd be filled out. All I'd be put in the vital signs and then my plan, because the assessment was already there. And because that
Yeah. And remember,
25
you have to
patients
always
and
update the hospital day and the post-op day, and God
oh,
forbid you got it
on that
wrong.
list, on that
Yeah.
onc list,
Yeah. And the little
yeah. I mean,
boxes.
the 3rd years never came in. It was very much a regimented. Everyone had a role, and nobody budged from that role. And I mean, it's much nicer now. The residents all help each other, and they split the lists, and everyone's seeing
No,
three,
I
four
don't think we
patients.
didn't. I never felt like we didn't help each other. I just thought it was just, everybody was busy. I don't
No,
know.
but I like when I was onc intern, like I rounded on every single patient on the
Yeah.
floor, no
Yeah.
matter how many there were, didn't matter.
Yeah.
And the 3rd year saw the patient in the ICU, and that was just the way it was, and there was no leniency on that.
Right. I remember being so tired that I just want to crawl into bed with some of these cancer patients.
That's That's
And I used to steal their Ensure if they didn't drink it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I used to love vanilla Ensure.
What
So
did
good. That's
Justin Coe call it?
delicious.
He called it raccooning.
Yeah, he used to take trays every day, a
Oh
tray
yeah,
of each.
that's right. Yeah. I'm actually the raccoon at Sinai now. I'm constantly like shuffling around in the patient trays and like finding food.
That's so sad. And your partner. Okay,
And I'm
maybe
a partner,
you
I
need
know. And I have like my favorites. I'm like, oh my God, it's chicken parm day, you know? It's like bonus. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I did that too as an attending for sure.
Oh, I love doing it. I have no problem.
What the ginger ale is there for, also, I think
Oh,
it's
for
meant to
sure.
be drank, you
The
know.
Shastas. Yeah,
I
Shasta on the
love those
rocks.
things. And the frozen the slushies or the frozen ice.
Yeah, yep, yeah, yep. Yeah.
Those are delicious.
Yeah. Do you ever walk into a bar and ask for a Shasta? Just look at me, they're like, what are you talking about?
Shasta on the rocks, please.
It turns out that Shasta is a real brand and people do buy it outside of a hospital, like somewhere in the Midwest.
Really?
How they ended
That's
up in
not just
every
a Bronx thing?
I know it's a New York hospital thing.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I
And
didn't know.
Shasta, there's Shasta Cola too. If you're lucky, you can find the Shasta Cola sometimes.
Man, that is that something I could like subscribe and save for? Like I could go on Amazon.
Probably you can find it on Amazon.
You find it on Amazon, yeah.
Oh man. So
Yeah.
yeah, it was really, where do you think that came from, that drive? Because I don't see that drive today coming from the Chiefs. I remember being terrified of my Chiefs, and we can talk, Sasha, about how you may have been terrified of me. I got that. But
Oh, no.
no, not at all. Okay.
Not
But like Kobe, I wasn't so terrified of you, but you were my chief at Jacoby, and you very much set the stage. You were like, Melissa, the beta list. I'm like, not the beta list. Beta list is your ball and chain. Beta list, we have to go over the beta list. And like you did that. That wasn't an attending that made that happen. That was something you were like, every day we have to go over the beta list, you know? And that was like, I just understood to be afraid to not have done that with you every day. And I don't feel that. Right now, everything comes back to me as an attending. Did you
I
prompt
agree.
residents to do this? Did you prompt the residents? They don't even look over the H&Ps of any of the interns starting out, at least for us. And you guys, do you guys remember we rewrote the
Oh,
H&Ps
yeah.
every single admission?
Oh, yeah. Every
And wrote, of course.
intern admission, I forget for how long we had to rewrite. Oh,
Yep.
my God. That was so crazy.
But who said that? We had to do that.
You
But
remember how
also,
we, do you remember how we abbreviated it? It was a senior, it was called a SREM. What did we call it? A SRAM note, a
yeah, senior
senior
resident admit
resident
note. Yeah.
admit note. And it was just
Agree
like
with
an
above.
addendum of what the intern did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Melissa, I think that we did it because we had the fear of God in us.
From
Yeah.
who?
We had it from each other, and that's just the way it was. I don't think that that drive is
It just
necessarily
came.
there.
Nellie
It's not there.
Fisher told me if I didn't have my H&Ps ready in the morning, I am not doing the sections when I was a second year. And she would do it. That was just the way it was. She would do the
It was just the way it
sections.
was. Yep. Yeah.
It's the culture thing is really fascinating because like there's no liability there. Like, you know what I mean? Like the attending still has to write an admission note and I think the third year is just proving to everybody that they like know the patient, right? But like, okay, like if, you know what I mean? Like there's a piece of this that, you know, when I went into when I started at this practice I'm at, there were residents there from different hospitals. And I was coming from Einstein. I'd been at Einstein for 10 years, right? For medical school and residency. And I was an attending there and I did my fellowship there. And I was like, oh, this is great. I'm just like observing today, but I'm gonna like, I'll go through like the HPO axis with this person
Oh
and
my
see
God,
if
I
they know
remember
what
you
they
now,
had.
Sasha. Something just triggered my memory. It's
Oh,
coming back. Yeah. I do remember you now.
so
As a med student, I
as a
remember.
med student, I'm
Yeah, yeah,
sorry.
yeah. Yeah, no, good
So
memories. Yeah, it
I
just
was
got
sort
back.
of like Socratic methoding, you know, this resident about like, okay, well, you know, what about this and then this and then, and it was like, you know, one of the other the guys I work with took me aside. We witnessed this, and he's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, well, we're just teaching, and he's like, okay, like that's not how like things operate here. Like this is supposed to be like a good environment and mellow, and everyone's is chill, and like no one can come away from here with bad vibes. And I was sort of like, oh, I'm sorry. He's like, this is, it's not Einstein basically, because I was just doing what had always been done to me, and what I had been taught to teach, and how I had taught when I was still in attending there too. And I taught residents, and it was like get it drilled and show your knowledge. And it was just, it was like, okay, it's not like that here. It's wild.
I still do that at the board silence. I'm the only one that's like, why you do this? Why did you do that? Tell me about that. Yeah, it's different. It's Einstein was a unique place back then. I don't know what it is like now. I see pictures of them all hanging out in hot tubs and all sorts of
I
stuff.
used to, I mean, when I was a resident, we used to go out. I mean, the class above me, like all of them were party animals, all of them. They were in a good way. They were like fucking crazy. Some of them. It was great. And they were like, let's go out to the club. They'd be out till God knows what time, come in, do a 24 the next day.
Well, that's what
I remember putting an
Geraldine's
IV in
class
for
was a
her.
party. She was such a party girl, and
Yeah.
she did such extraordinary things. Blew my mind. Like, I saw her do things I'm not going to say on air. And then she would write articles for the Gray Journal,
I
and I'd be
know.
like, what?
She is amazing. Yeah. I remember her like getting no sleep, hungover. We put an IV in her. She was supposed to do a 24. I don't know how she did it.
You
Oh, I
weren't
got an
the
IV at
only one.
Moses one time. That was good. I have pictures of that after a party I hosted for Halloween.
Oh.
I got an IV the next day. The PA gave me 2 liters before, and I had cases that day too.
You weren't the only one who gave her an IV. So her motto was work hard, play hard. And
Yeah.
boy, did she live up to that. But you're right. She would go write an article. She's brilliant,
She's
brilliant.
brilliant,
But
yeah.
like, yeah, Jitson definitely had put an IV in her for sure. I think she told me one time that they both each had an IV and they were doing their work.
They're needles, yeah.
Terrible. You know, I used to take the
They
supplies.
tighten the tourniquet like with their
Yeah.
teeth.
That was back when they used to just have everything in the supply closet. You can just go grab a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Now everything is in the Pyxis.
Right. But
Oh, really? Oh,
I used
no.
to go shopping in the Moses ER. Because I didn't know if I'd ever need supplies, so I would just go and I'd like be like a bag of saline, some IV supplies.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
I
I
used
should
to
have done that.
stockpile the call rooms, all that stuff, all the time, especially at Moses, because it would take an hour to walk to a supply closet somewhere to get
Yeah.
something.
Yeah, I remember we had like a little
Jacoby.
toolkit. Remember the toolkit we had at
Oh
Moses?
yeah, toolkit with the little lamp thing
Yeah,
pointing
with the lamp, doing the endometrial biopsies on Clow.
That's
Right.
right.
Absolutely.
Top of the
On a bedpan. On a
bedpan,
bedpan,
yeah.
of course. And everyone was 78 It'd be
years
like
old.
a demented, like 80-year-old woman who's, got 1,000 other things wrong with her, and we got to figure out why she's having vaginal bleeding. Oh my God.
Guys, we're stumped. I don't know. But you got to do that biopsy. You got to get it done.
Yeah. Wow.
That call room, I don't know if it's decorated the way it used to be, but like when I was there as a resident, there was stuff from you guys still hanging up in there from 10, 15 years, or like call
There we
schedules
had
from
we
like, 07 and stuff still hanging up in the walls there.
yeah, we had I remember that call room. They had a really, even back then, a really old computer. It
Yeah.
was like a tube screen. Remember that? It wasn't even like, it's a big fat tube screen. And
A bunch of VHSs in that room.
yeah.
VHSs of what?
Movies. There were
Oh.
just movies there.
Uh-huh.
Like,
Yeah, I don't remember watching
remember
movies.
the Jacoby call room had Justin To and his girlfriend's picture? You
Did it?
remember this. It was there for years.
Yeah,
Because.
but you guys didn't see the original Jacoby call room. Did you see it,
Oh,
Lubell? The
yeah,
big
no, when I
one.
was,
You were 2 years behind me?
one
Who,
year.
me? I was 2 years behind you.
We were
No,
never in
I
the
was
call.
3 years behind.
I never saw that call room.
No,
I mean, we just
wait.
would sit there sometimes and eat, but I don't remember ever sleeping
He was
there.
1 year behind you.
I was 1 year behind you, Kobe.
And Tall was two?
That was two, yeah.
Okay, Tall was two. Okay. There was before they added more labor rooms. There used to be a huge room right outside the door to the labor floor, and then they took that away and built it into a labor room, and they gave us that little small room with the bunk beds, and
I don't
across the
remember bunk.
hall was like a table where you could eat. No, that was Einstein.
No, Weiler had that. Weiler had the
Yeah,
bunk
that
beds.
was Weiler.
I'm getting
Yeah.
confused.
Yeah.
Oh
So, no,
yes, I
you were.
remember Jacoby now,
Yeah.
where the chiefs in the third year would stay in that one room together and sleep while you labored away on in the triage unit as an intern.
Right. Your king, it was the intern kingdom.
That's right.
I used to
Then you'd
call
be
it
like, "What's the blood pressure?
the. I used to call it the Raj.
Is she
You called
staying?
it
Okay."
the Raj. I called it the Raj.
No attendings that knew anything about any of the triage patients.
No, actually, so I see Rifkey Penstein all the time. Yeah. And I remember Rifkey would wake up in the morning and just sign all the charts, all the triage charts. Yeah. And they'd be asleep. We used to do sections, and the attending could be asleep.
No, that
Yeah.
never happened.
Yeah, it did. I remember doing sections with Nellie, and then she would like the attending would kind of just walk in,
Yeah, they would walk in for a second
yeah,
and
then
be
walk
there
out,
for,
and that was it. Yeah,
yeah,
they were
they'd
there
be
for the key
there.
portions of the procedure.
That's
Yeah, I
right.
remember
That's where you
doing.
got that phrase, the key portions of the procedure.
Right,
Must be.
must be.
That's crazy. I definitely don't remember that. I do remember operating with fellows but I don't remember there not being attendings.
Yeah, the attending would pop in and then pop out. Maybe it
It
got.
changed because
Maybe it changed a little bit later on, but when I was an intern,
what was the guy that became the head of it, head of the department over there before the Canadian woman was?
oh, that was no, that was Bobby.
Bobby,
That was
right?
Paul Bobby.
He kind of changed it a little bit where the attending had to be there. And then
No, I think it was Sue Gross that may have changed that because he was there before Sue Gross.
maybe it was too
And then
gross.
Sue Gross came, and then she made all these changes because I think there was a bunch of bad outcomes, and they were always comparing our numbers to the NCB numbers, like infection rates and things like that. And
NCB
we,
had like two people.
I
Exactly.
know, but
And no doctors.
we were performing so badly compared to NCB.
Did you ever walk over to NCB? It
Oh
was like a
yeah,
ghost town at night. There was
yeah,
nothing
yeah.
there.
And they would hate taking the patients. Remember,
That's
we
right. They
would.
would never take the patients. It's like, she's complete. I don't care.
Yeah.
They
We
would
don't use
block you
that term
out.
complete.
They would like look at you through the glass window.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't let you in. You're like, please help me. You're banging on the wall. Please
Yeah.
help me. Nope.
No, they would not want it. And in hindsight, you understand why they wouldn't want to take the patients.
Yeah, but like Jacoby was like a beeline from JFK to
Yes.
the
Yeah.
Bronx.
We called it JFK to Jacoby. Yeah. We called it J. And I remember we had a patient. I don't remember where she was from. And she came in not knowing, she thought she was pregnant. And then they do an ultrasound on her, and something is extremely odd. And it turns out she had an abdominal pregnancy. And I think.
I saw more abdominal pregnancies at Einstein than
Yeah.
like crazy number of abdominal pregnancies,
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
big ones too.
Yeah, no, this was a huge one. I remember. I mean, I don't. I think the fetus was already dead, but I just remember. We had like five different specialties involved. Vascular was involved, and Joanne Ngoc was there. Mark Einstein, I think, did surgery at
Yes,
Jacoby. Yeah,
this was presented as an M&M, and they showed the pictures.
the pictures were insane. I remember
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Did you guys ever get any gunshot victims that were pregnant at
Yes,
Jacoby?
we did. We had a woman that was shot by. I think it was the baby daddy's girlfriend or something. I don't remember what it was. And she got shot in the spleen. I wasn't there though, but I remember hearing that. And they ended up doing an emergency cesarean section.
My God.
I remember one time at Jacoby, I'm not going to forget this. I was an intern and I'm walking through the parking lot and I'm like, why are all these news trucks here? Didn't think of it. Go inside, start rounding. And one of my patients is handcuffed to the. To the bed, and there's
Yeah,
like
that
cops
happens.
outside. And this was a young teenager who delivered in her apartment, took the baby, and then tossed it out the window.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
You can't make these things up,
No.
and yet, Dave, and yet you made stuff up. And there are so many
I
stories
know there are. Yeah, we.
tell today. Can you tell the story? Can you tell, because I don't do it justice, how you were either at Weiler or Jacoby and you called Lewis Lowe to tell him about the girl who got hit by the train?
Yeah, I don't remember all the details, but I think we convinced Lewis Lowe that there was an incoming patient who was in a train accident or was hanging up by the rails or something, by the tracks, and she was nothing but a pregnant torso. Oh, and then there was the time where there was the drug mule.
I was telling Kathleen the last time because she didn't remember. And I was like,
Yeah.
I wasn't even there, but this is like mythology. I mean, this was your legacy. And
Yeah.
I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but how I remember it told was that she was like, well, why haven't you sectioned her? And you're like, she's worth a lot of money.
Oh yeah,
What?
the lady with the 50 bags of cocaine in her stomach. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we used to have fun with that.
Didn't you fall out of a closet with Trent or
No,
something?
Trent fell out of a closet. Yeah,
With the patient in the room, right?
yes, that's a crazy story.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll try to tell it. So, I was the chief. And again, trying to keep things light and fluffy. Like that was just the way I would do it. And Weiler had a closet that was ac like accessible through like the main hallway. It was right next to the board sign out. And you would open up this closet, and in the closet was another closet. Okay. And in that closet, we decided let's hide in there and call a bunch of people down. And then, as they open up the closet to get something, we'll just bust out of there and scare the crap out of it, out of them. So I took we Trent and I took turns doing it, and then it was actually one resident that I really feel bad. I forgot what her name was. She was a Sinai med student.
Oh,
Schoenfeld. Sarah
Sarah. Okay.
Schoenfeld was upset. Like she was really upset because
Oh,
I
poor
think we scared
Sarah.
her,
So
and she
sweet.
started. Yeah, she started to cry.
Oh, no.
Anyways, but that didn't stop us. We kept going. And then Trent had this funny idea where he's going to put like a rubber glove over his nose, inflate it so it looks like a kind of like a chicken, and sit in the closet and wait for the next victim. I don't remember who came, but I just remember them opening up the drawer and like, Trent's not coming out. I'm like, what's going on, Trent? Like, why are you not coming out? And next thing I know, one of the patient's rooms just busts open. Trent runs out. With the glove still on top of his head, it's still fully inflated, and he's just like bolting down the hall. And I kind of not, I don't know what to do, you know? I was like, what just happened? Well, it turns out that that closet had like a back door that just connect that closet connected to a labor room.
Oh,
And I guess they can use that as a closet. And there was a patient laboring there with her partner. Okay, and just imagine all of a sudden someone just comes out of a wall, rolls back, gets up, has a glove on their head, stares at you, and just runs out of the room.
like not just someone, possibly the person who did your last cervical exam.
I know.
And is gonna do your section in 20 minutes or whatever.
Oh my God. So yeah, so we didn't know what to do. I was like, do we walk into the room? Like, what do we talk
Apologize.
about this? Do we try to explain what happened? I think in the end we just left it alone. We're like, just leave it alone and that's it. Yeah. Was crazy.
Man, there are so many stories. Like, I don't know why this reminds me of that, but do you remember Laura Kay?
Yes.
Yeah, she was an attending. She sort of came in and came out like a couple years at a time or whatever.
Yeah.
And we had this patient, and she would not sit still. She wouldn't get an epidural. She was on the bigger side, and we had like internalized her, so she had an IUPC and an FSC, and she would not sit still. And at one point, she tore herself off of all the monitors, and her IUPC and FSC were like dangling like an elephant trunk type of thing, like in between her legs. And Laura Kay was like, we gotta section you. Like, we can't. She like would not be persuaded to like sit down
My God.
again and be plugged back in and whatever. And yeah, so she ended up unfortunately getting a cesarean because
Just the indication was we just can't do this anymore.
She can't do this anymore. She literally walked out of the into the hall with like the internal monitors swinging in between her.
Dragging on the floor.
Good situation. Yeah.
Yeah. The class above them was
Was
Dan Kushner.
Nelly,
Nelly.
Dan Kushner. What's the guy with the goatee
Oh,
that went to did MFM in
yeah, he did
California?
MFM. Leo
Leo,
Hefner.
yeah.
Terry.
Harry, yeah.
Tamar
Yeah.
had really wonderful things to say about Leo Pevner.
Yeah, Leo Pevner was a good guy. He was like a
He was a
star
good
resident.
guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
We
He
don't know
was a
any
very
of these people, Sasha. We just know people
no.
that stayed.
Sasha, he's another guy that married a nurse.
Oh.
I
Yeah,
did
he, no,
marry.
did
I
he
did
marry? Yeah,
marry a
he did.
nurse at
Ma
one
he
point.
married a
Yeah.
Einstein nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of shenanigans, right, Kobe?
Shenanigans. Yeah,
God.
we don't talk about that.
No.
That was all in the background when I was there. I was like, oh, okay, just not
All
gonna get
ancient
involved.
history. Yeah.
I did
Well,
have a
Sasha.
secret relationship with a labor nurse for like a year. And then like we moved in together. And she posted it like on Facebook and it was like a year's worth of photos of us.
Oh, man. Ouch.
And all the nurses were like, what the fuck? You know, like it was great. She actually she like I was like sick or something one night, and like you didn't call out sick, obviously. Yeah. So I was like sick like at the desk. And she brought me like tea and just like left it there and like walked away and like nobody said anything. I was like, all right, this is going pretty well. She was the second nurse I dated at the hospital.
You guys
Didn't
got a lot of
work out with
action.
the first one.
Certainly, like a lot more than the women got at Einstein.
Certain people got a lot of action.
Do you remember the woman who used to work in triage at Weiler?
Which
Who's
one?
a lot.
The one that hooked up with a bunch of people?
Yes, do you remember her?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
What was her? She was like a like what was her role? Like a
I don't know
tech?
what she was. She was like a tech or like a orderly, or I don't remember what exactly she was.
Oh, I
But
know
she was,
exactly who you're talking about.
wait,
But
you
she, I don't know anybody who know
didn't.
exactly. She was a tech. Yeah, she was a tech. She used to clean up the rooms and stuff. I mean, that was
Yeah.
with the room. I never knew any of the details, but that was like, oh yeah, that's, you know.
Where
She
was
always had
I?
a big
This
smile on
sounds
her face.
fun.
Big smile. Always like,
We all have to keep this secret. And
Jesus.
I'm a married man. I try to stay clear
Yes.
of any of that stuff. Yeah. But
Yeah.
yeah, she was pretty aggressive.
Maybe she was looking for her like sugar daddy, you know? Like
Maybe.
get it made. You know, because
I don't think she had any long-term relationship with anybody.
okay, maybe she's just have fun.
Demetrius.
Him and I, we spent a lot of time together. We had a great time together.
You know, he had a really tough time coming in
Yeah,
to
he
the
did.
first year. And he, I don't know if you know, he is one of the brightest, most intelligent people
Oh yeah, I
I've
remember. He was
ever
a
met. And
yeah.
he, and I think he, I don't, I think he understood that people didn't see that about him. And I imagine for somebody that smart, that's probably a struggle. Like, you know, and I don't, I mean, he doesn't talk about it. And it's so funny because, and I really, he's blocked out so much. And I just, it
Yeah, I
really
blocked out a
like
lot of stuff
awful.
too.
Yeah.
Like Justin says all the stuff that I did, I'm like, I don't remember doing any of that stuff.
Like
He's like,
what?
you did this with me, you made me do this and that. I'm like, I don't remember.
I
I
do
don't.
remember that I did. I was on with Komal Bajaj as an intern one
Oh,
day.
Komal Bajaj, I
And there
remember.
were two classical cesareans, and for some reason they sent me in. I was a brand new intern. What did I know? I didn't even get to do anything. But here I am complaining that the anesthesiologist gave the patient a spinal, so it was like the basically I wasn't allowed to do anything because I would have taken too long, right? It wasn't like this situation where you could like operate all day. And the next morning you found out, Kobe, and you were like grilling me. How could they have sent you to do two classical sections in one night? In your hat. You used to wear that hat that like looks so debonair. But that was later, right? The debonair look. That was
Yes.
the debonair
What
look.
was the name of
He looked debonair. Like he
that?
had the hat, like the golf hat and the jacket. He looked good.
What was the name of that anesthesiologist? Jackson, was that his name?
Yes,
Oh
yes.
yeah, Jackson. Yeah.
Oh, he was also
Action
like,
Jackson.
he would be like, if you're sending in an intern to this section, I'm not going to put any epidurals in until the section's done. I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm sending the intern in. I don't care. This intern needs to learn how to do sections at night. And it was just bizarre. But he would put an epidural in anybody, like platelets of 50, epidural in.
He had this remarkable ability to pretend that he was putting epidurals in. So I don't know if you guys saw this, but like patients would request him because he had such a great reputation. So he would pretend that he was doing it, and he would stand behind the patient and he'd be like,
He'd breathe on their back and then
And he would like,
Who did it? Like the
Yeah,
resident?
he had the residents do it, and he would make the patients think that he
Yes.
doing it. That's really messed up, actually.
Then
He'd turn around and in face of me, surprise! Not me.
Wait.
It's funny. Yeah, we put epidurals in with platelets of 50. As long as they're stable.
Right
Where
here,
you
you mean at Sinai?
at Sinai, yeah. Wow.
No, our anesthesiologists are, it depends on who's on, but sometimes
Yeah.
it's 100, sometimes it's
Oh, really?
75.
Oh my God, no. We're pretty crazy. I mean, we haven't had any issues, but our anesthesiologists are confident that if the platelets are stable and they're, I
That's
would say
good. We had a,
55 or
I'll
50
never
and up.
forget that spinal hematoma we had at Jacoby that almost killed that lady.
I had one
What's
patient who ended up having a cephalo. She had an air. I think it was like an air embolism or something in the spinal cord, and she ended up permanently paralyzed.
Where?
Sinai.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She walks around with a walker.
That's horrible.
I know. Terrible.
What happened with the woman at Jacoby? Kobe?
She had a big spinal hematoma, and she was paralyzed. She was in the hospital forever. Not as long as David LaBelle's first patient on GYN that he was doing wet to dry for like 5,500 days.
Who
What was
was
that?
that? Was that what's her name?
That was a patient that you were doing wet to dry as like your whole intern rotation. Remember, you
There
were
was
like,
someone named
she's been in the hospital longer than I've been abroad to doctor.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember she's in the hospital longer than I've been a doctor. I remember saying that.
Just had a giant, giant open wound.
Yeah, so there was two patients that I remember that were just always I still remember a lot of these onc patients. I'll never forget a lot of them.
I don't miss that part of onc, by the way.
Oh.
Doing wet twice a day wet to dry is
Yeah.
But they don't
I
do that. They
remember
don't even
those.
know how to do wound dressings anymore
No,
because
they don't know
nobody
anything. Yeah,
does
they yeah, yeah.
open. Nobody has an open surgery anymore.
Practically not. Yeah, you're right.
By the time I got there, Melissa, you told me like when you were an intern, it would just be like a floor of exents and just like checking Perkinefs like seven, look, just watching the urine drip out. It was like your whole intern experience. By the time I got there, we had like my whole residency, there were maybe like three exents, like the
We
whole
yeah,
4 years.
so I noticed that. I noticed the exenturation numbers going down, but I just thought in my mind when I first saw it, not just the aftermath, I'm like, whoever ever has to go through something like this?
Horrible.
I've
Yeah.
never seen, I don't know about you, but I've never seen like someone have a somewhat normal life after that. It was terrible. Every single one of them was just
How could
absolutely
you?
horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. I still remember those patients' faces.
I got the sense, at least from when I saw the people getting exents, that they weren't really good candidates, and it was being done, unfortunately, probably for more of an academic purpose, which is a horrible thing to consider.
I could believe that.
I'm sure they technically like met the criteria for it, but
Yeah. But I don't think anybody really put. That was another thing I think that, the ownership of the patients, I think for the most part, fell on the residents, right?
yeah,
Like, did you
most
get the
part.
sense that the attendings really had? I mean, some of them did, but
No,
I
I
never.
mean on onc
Yeah.
I did. On onc I did, but otherwise.
But it's still, I don't know. I don't think it's the same. Like and maybe it's the type of practice that I'm in now. I really do have a great relationship with a lot of these patients, but
Yeah, you're in a totally different
yeah,
world
it's a
now.
different model, but
You're like got like 30 minutes every at least every time they come in for repeat OB and stuff, right?
yeah,
And
it depends on where I'm seeing them,
I
but
feel the same.
there's something to be said about like having a really knowing the patient. And I think our experience there was that we were it for the most part for a lot of these patients, at least the OB patients, right?
Well, at least when I was an attending, it was hard. They would just cram so many patients on my schedule. I
Yeah,
couldn't
yeah,
do
yeah, yeah.
anybody. It would just, my repeat OBs would be 5 minutes because
Yeah.
I was already an hour behind because I had, 15 minutes for a new OB and three return OBs scheduled every 15 minutes. And
Yeah. But let me ask you guys this, like the one thing that I certainly do appreciate from the experience that we had is we really learned how to manage a labor floor.
oh, yeah.
You know, and there is not one resident now graduating, at least from Sinai, who I think comes close to what we had to manage or what we've done.
I agree. I
I do.
agree.
I
There's a lot
totally
more
agree with
hand-holding now. Like everything, they call the
you.
attendings for everything, and the attendings, a lot of the time, you give them the plan, at least where I am. I don't know what it's like at the county hospital. But we have a lot of privates. I mean, I try to let them make the plans for the patients who are unassigned who show up in the hospital, and even the high. I mean, we manage all the MFM patients that are on labor. So,
But let me ask you a question. Are the residents running the floor? Like we were the ones, I remember saying we were like the air traffic controllers, right? But yet we were also flying the planes at the same time.
mean, in a way, I mean, the
Yeah, but
residents.
we were it. Like I don't
Well, we
think
felt like we were it, that's for sure.
Well,
Now,
no, we were it.
we
Like,
were we
when.
were it because the attendings, so we had two attendings that were on and they were all responsible for their group. Remember it was like divided up. But we didn't have an attending on the floor overseeing everything at all times. They were upstairs, right? For the most part,
Yeah.
come down for deliveries, especially in the middle of the night. It's just it that it doesn't that doesn't happen anymore. I feel like the residents are still to some degree task fixated. They have tasks to do, but they don't have the big picture. They're not the ones trying to figure out the logistics of we need that room to be, this patient needs to move to that patient so this person can go in there. There's three sections lined up. We got to make sure that they, who's taking priority. They can't do it. They're not doing it. It's the attendings now.
No,
And
it's
there's two
me as
attendings
the
now at Sana that are
hospitalist.
essentially running the show and the residents are just being reactive. Like they're not making like the decisions. And I think there's certainly something that's being lost. That we thank God had the pri we may not appreciate it then, but we came up. I think we had excellent experience with that.
It was hard, but we learned a lot, and we definitely
And we
I've.
learned it the hard way. I mean, put it this way, it was sink or
Yeah,
swim, right?
absolutely. Like back in residency, if there was an issue in the OR, they would call the upper level resident. They never called another attending, at least in my experience. They would call, if I was the upper level attending, I would go in and fix the problem. Now, if there's a problem, they call another attending or they call the hospitalist or the
And if
resident doesn't go in and
you don't
help.
call the attending gets in trouble. It's now in like I feel like I've been a super chief for years because I just my responsibilities really haven't shifted all that much in terms of like you're saying like the big that big picture perspective that we gained. Did you feel that way, Sasha, by the time you were a chief?
I mean, being a chief is a great experience, right? Because you feel like you can kind of do anything, which is kind of amazing. And then all the skills like dissipate if you don't keep doing all the things. But I definitely came out, I started, I think similarly to you, Melissa, like I graduated and then 2 weeks later I was an attending on the labor floor in at Weiler. I don't know exactly when you started after you graduated, but I was 2 weeks later and I felt super comfortable. I was just like, this is great. I know exactly what's going on. Actually, it was less work being an attending than it was being a resident, as at least at that time. And I felt super comfortable with it. And this is what I used to tell people interviewing, like for residency, is like you are gonna, if you come here, at least at that time, like you are gonna come out a like stone cold killer. Like you're gonna be able to just run the show. And I felt that way, and I think it was, I think it was true. And I saw attendings come from other places that would get hired
But they would drown.
and be like a
Oh,
deer in
yeah.
headlights and couldn't do it from because of whatever their training was. And it's not necessarily their fault. You know, they were in a program where it just wasn't the case, you know. And a lot of them didn't make it there, basically.
I think another thing that we were really, really prepared for, and I didn't realize how well prepared we were and the exposure, and I just think the just the academic education as well was our preparation for the oral boards.
God.
Right?
Absolutely.
Stats.
Yeah, I think that was, you know, we hated it at the time, but it really did prepare us. And I saw, I mean, you see other, when you go to these review sessions, I don't know if you guys, you know, there's the one in Baltimore, you start to see how other people have been trained and what they're capable of doing. And it's just, they just don't, they didn't have that experience. So I think
Through
we were
my
all
onc
pretty
staff,
well prepared.
I almost wet my pants when Dr. Kuo asked me. And it was like I actually felt my bladder contract, which I was like, I haven't felt that in a, I didn't like, you know, I haven't felt that in a long time. But he was
Yeah.
like, duh, 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 asked me something about, God, it was like cervical cancer staging or something. I don't know. And I
Yeah.
was like,
Yeah, and it was and no, they weren't trying to ask tough questions. Like they put you on the spot. It was, yeah.
They were piranhas.
I
It's
know.
horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're harder than the board examiners.
They
Oh.
absolutely are harder than board
Yeah,
exams.
yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't think I really appreciated it until I sat there and I just saw how other people performed. I mean, they were doing like these mock orals and stuff like that. I'm like, oh my God, these guys, like these people are just not prepared. They just can't do it.
Can I ask you guys a
Yeah.
question about M&M, which would also happen around that same time? By the time I got there, they had changed the system where we were not allowed to present M&Ms for cases we were involved in. Was that the case? Did you guys have to present M&Ms for your own?
No, we cases we did.
We were pre yeah, we presented cases that I remember as a second year presenting it was an REI case. It was a terrible case
I'd love to hear it.
of a we were doing a diagnostic laparoscopy. This hospital's right around the corner from my house right now. Do you remember we used to go to the hospital in Dobbs Ferry?
Yes.
Yeah. We went there when I was a fellow still.
So it was a we were doing a diagnostic laparoscopy and a chromoperturbation, and it was Ellie Rebeck, who I work with a lot now these days. I don't know if you know Ellie Rebeck.
You know, Ellie
And there was a
knows a med
guy
student.
named he I don't know if he's he was there for a couple of years. He was in the military before
Yes.
that. But and I do have to say, looking back, I don't know what it's like now, but I don't think the REIs, at least back then, had the laparoscopy experience that I would hope they should have had.
They were not very skilled in
They, yeah, I don't think they were.
laparoscopy.
And this was just a diagnostic laparoscopy. It should have been, you know, really routine and very easy. And they ended up hitting the, I think it was the internal iliac artery, and she just starts to hemorrhage in a hospital with no blood bank.
And you were in the case, right?
I was in the case. And I'm going to be honest with you, they had no fucking clue what to do. Both of them were just not prepared for this. Thank God there was, and I'm a second year, and we did end up opening her up. And thank God there was a surgeon in the other room doing like some bariatric surgery. He actually asked me to close up the ports on this massive, like 300 pound, like I think it was the only time I ever operated on a male. Okay. I was closing up the ports as he was trying to, like,
Save this lady's life.
save this lady's life. I remember thinking this lady's gonna die here because there's no blood. They have to get blood from another hospital. They threw it into a cab and they sent it over. Okay. I don't think she was crossed for anything. It was O neg blood.
Course.
Okay.
Why would they cross for a laparoscopy?
Yeah, they did. It was O neg blood. They sent it. We were waiting for it to arrive. In the meantime, all they were doing is just holding pressure. Then, you know, then they realized we need vascular. There's no vascular surgeon at this place. They had to find a vascular surgeon, give them like emergency privileges to come in, and like, what schmuck's going to want to come in and take care of this right now, right?
Oh my God.
It was
Emergency
so bad. It was
privileges.
so, what's that?
Emergency privileges? How is that even?
I don't know how it, I was like, what, do you open up the phone book and look? for a vascular surgeon? Like,
Or they
that's
call
just
it
gonna
like
happen.
Westchester Medical Center or
And
something.
who's gonna like say, okay, I'll come in and do this? But I don't remember how they ended up having the count. We were in the OR, I think, for about 12 hours in this tiny little hospital. She ended up getting transferred out, but I presented that M&M.
Yeah, we presented the cases that
Yeah.
we that were you were either on the service or you did. I mean,
Yeah, and I just remember one of the things I do remember was a lesson for me, and the lesson was I never ever want to be an attending and not be able to take care of a situation like that.
right.
Because I just remember how terrible it felt. It was just not, yeah, it was very unpleasant.
Did you guys get into situations where you had attendings that you were like, "Ugh, I don't think that's the
Yes,
right thing to do"? I certainly had that a few times, not with you, Melissa. Don't get it to be very clear, or you,
Looking
Cody.
back now, it's funny. It's like, you know, when you're a resident, you see these attendings, you don't necessarily see their flaws because it's like your parents, you know, when you're old enough, you start to realize, oh, I guess they really fucked that one up. But
No,
yeah, they.
there was attendings that I would say only upper levels are going into that case. I'm not
Yes,
sending you for an
there were
attendance.
attendings. I remember that. I kind of started to realize near the end that these guys are not
Not up to snuff.
not up to speed. Yeah, I don't remember exactly. I mean, there was one from there was one I think who almost got her privileges revoked. She was a younger one. She I think she did her training at Downstate. I don't remember what her name was, but I remember
Which
doing. I don't.
hospital she had?
She was at Moses.
Okay.
She was doing mostly GYN, and I just remember doing a DNC, and the lady clearly was atonic and just bleeding, and she kept on going in with the suction and
Oh.
sucking and sucking, and all she was doing was sucking blood and curetting and curetting. I'm like, that's not going to help, you know?
Yeah.
It just, yeah. So there were a couple of times when,
Oh, there's definitely times. Sometimes I said something, and sometimes I should have said something, and I
Well,
got somewhat berated.
it's very interesting what you were saying, Kobe, that you didn't call attendings, you called upper levels.
Yeah, we did call upper
So
levels. Yeah.
I was in a case with Adachi, and it was a hysteroscopic myomectomy, and Nagesh.
Burn, burn, burn.
Yes. So Nagesh was my chief, and I'm the intern, and I'm there, and I'm like very gingerly putting this like resectoscope in the uterus, and Adachi takes it over from me, and he's like, burn! And he's like,
It's
going
like, but Dr. Adachi, I can't
like,
see.
you can't see. And essentially, yeah, that's what he does. He's like, in, out, burn! As he's like, just, gyrating with this freaking like resectoscope. Shit goes through the uterus. You just start to see bowel, okay, come in. He's like, oh, okay. Then he's like, okay, we do laparoscopy. So he like stops the case. By the way, the lady had like a submucosal myoma. Zero was done for this myoma, like zero. I mean, it was really bad myoma. She had horrible anemia. Like, anyway, that was not taken care of. So we go to do the laparoscopy. Nagesh, right? He doesn't
Oh my
know.
God, Nagash, he was.
So he was in the scope and he didn't know what he was doing. And Adachi was like, and I was an intern, so I mean, brand new, right? Like, didn't know what I was doing either. And he's like, fill the belly with saline, because then if there's air, we'll see the bubbles to see if there was a bowel injury. So Chris Kim gets called. She's the chief. She
Uh-oh. Oh my
storms
God.
in. She's like, Adachi, sit down. She kicks him out of the case. She's like running the bowel, and she's like, this is ridiculous, because he was going to do a sigmoidoscopy, right, and like pump the air in the bowel, and the air was supposed to come through. She's like, takes complete command. I remember Dr. Adachi, I felt so bad for him. I'm like shaking. He's sitting there and he's just like, I was like, are you okay? He goes, am I okay? You think this is bad? Wait till they bleed. When they bleed, that's bad. This is nothing. And I was like thinking to myself, they're gonna take your privileges away. This is horrible. They never took his privileges away, but essentially the lady had a horrible bowel injury. They had to do a resection. She had a sigmoid injury. She never got her hysteroscopy. She ended up bleeding. I think they ended up giving her Lupron the next day. And
God.
yeah, It was wild, but not once did another attending other than the GI General Secretary.
No. I actually remember another case. Remember Dr. Nika?
Yes.
Yeah, of
Yeah,
course.
so Dr. Nika, it was a BTL. We used to use the Clevenger at the time, remember? We
Oh
didn't do
my
the
God.
salpingectomies.
Right.
And remember that sticky Clevenger, trying to get the tube off of it after you burn it?
Oh no.
Anyways, long story short, the case went fine. We thought it went fine. And then we get a call that she's hypotensive, tachycardic, and she's got a belly full of blood. I was an intern. Was my chief. Sends me into the OR with Dr. Nika. Okay. He's not even scrubbed. He's just watching this whole thing. And here we are trying to re scope her, and we can't see shit. Like it, there's just blood everywhere. And we end up opening, and I don't know what I'm doing. I'm an intern. He's struggling, I'm struggling, just watching us from the side. And Sophia Palmer walks in. She was the third year. And she just ripped and a new one. What the hell is going on? Why are you not scrubbed in? This is inappropriate for David to do. And I think, yeah, and I think he just didn't want, and then in then he told me he just preferred not to get involved because he didn't want his name on the
Oh,
chart.
shit. Oh my God.
Sounds like
You know, that's
David.
really smart, actually, honestly. That's pretty smart. It's pretty smart, that guy. You
Was
didn't
she
know Dan.
okay? Did she did it? She did
I
okay,
think she was fine.
Carpenter?
Yeah, in the end, she was fine. I think we hit the hypogastric
Oh, jeez.
and the abdominal wall.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, look at
Yeah.
us. Look at us all grown up.
I know. Crazy.
Sasha, my little babe.
Oh my God.
Okay, last thing, Sasha, how much did I traumatize you?
You didn't traumatize me at all personally. It was mostly like the bad things that followed you around. That was the real issue.
Oh.
Like, can I just really quick? So like
Yeah,
when
of
I
course.
was you were an attending and I was maybe like I think I was a chief, and it was like one of my last like weeks of night call. And it was, you know, we were doing like Sunday through Friday basically at that time. And I came in on Sunday. It was like my second to last week. And I saw on like Friday night, it was like you and Dina Goffman were the two
Oh
attendings.
my
So I
God,
knew
you're the
6 days
worst
ahead of
crowd.
time.
Worst
By the way,
attending.
Dina
Oh
Goffman lives in Ardsley. I see her all the time. I'm
no.
up
up in Katona, by the way, Dave, just like up the block. I used to live
Oh,
right there,
sick.
too.
Oh, you did live in Ardsley?
My wife's from Ardsley, actually.
Oh, wow.
My mother-in-law's still there. All of her family's there.
Oh,
Around
cool.
Forest Boulevard, a little, you know, closer to like White Plains. But
Yeah.
anyway, so I was like worried about this call the whole week, right? I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be like Melissa and Dina Goffman. This is going to be like not good. Like the double black clouds colliding, you know? So I roll in that night. I don't know if you remember this, Melissa. You guys were in great spirits. One of you brought cake or something. It was great. We came on call. It was like 6 or 6:30. The tracings all go down. Just crashed. And for like unexpected, all the computer, the tracings went down. And they stayed down the whole night until about 8 o'clock the next morning. When you guys were leaving, they came right back up. It's a true story.
What?
Fucking Einstein. Amazing.
You know, the outcomes are better when the tracings are down. Right?
Right,
So
based on
we were
that,
doing the running the room through me, not the
study
whole
with the
thing.
monkeys, based on the study
Right.
with the monkeys in Scandinavia. No, he tells a story about the Scandinavian monkeys.
Melissa, I always liked working with you. It was always a pleasure. You're always seemed to be in, you know, similar to the way you talk about like your senior residents, you seem to always be in like, you know, complete control and like you knew what was going on and very confident, knew how to handle situations. And it was really great. I really enjoyed working with you. You guys and Kobe, you know, I didn't really work with Dave, but Kobe, working with you, I was, you know, you were a great role model in the sense that like you were always so chill about everything. Like, I never saw you get above like maybe a 6 out of 10 on like the excitability scale. You're like, all right, yeah, I guess we'll do this to a crash section. That's cool. It's just
Yep, let's go.
And I also
Whereas some
never,
other
I don't,
people were like
Kobe,
be
I don't
like
think I've ever
flipping out
remember you
and
seeing you run either.
I don't run still.
Yeah. I
You
miss.
definitely can't say that about me staying at a 6 out of 10, but Dave, it wasn't always true. I was not always in control. And actually, Dave, you were so sweet. I believe made me cry based on something that I had written in an H&P. I probably had forgotten something. And I was so burnt out. I was in the Weiler triage, and she called to tell me that I had missed something on one of my H&P. And I something broke inside of me and I started sobbing. No one tries when your eyes get red and weepy. From the crying you would think this person sick. And I went into the corridor in the stairwell, and you followed me, Dave, and you're just sort of like trying to pat me. It's okay. It's gonna be okay. She didn't mean it, you know. Just take big deep breaths. Like, and I was like, it's so hard. I don't
I don't remember
understand.
that.
I was just trying my best. Why did she have to pick on me? You know, and it's like you're so sweet. You're just like, but you didn't, you know, I remember you being like a little awkward, like it's
Yeah, I don't want to touch you.
He did
In
this. He
the
does. He did the
stairwell.
same thing for Anat when she was our intern at. I think it was Moses. That was the one in the basement. Which is the one that was in the basement?
No, that
Was
was
that
me.
Jacoby? Was that
That was Jacoby.
Jacoby
Yeah,
GYN?
Jacoby
Jacoby
Farmer was in the
GYN was
basement.
in the basement, right? And I was trying to. She was. I mean, that was our intern, and I was like, "Anat, go do this, go this." And he's like, "No. I'll do it. I'll do it for you. Don't worry." I'm like, "That's her job." I'm like, "No. It's too much. You know, I'll take care of it. Don't worry."
Yeah, you might have been the nicest, and actually, sorry, Tamar and Kathleen actually said that you were talking about the bad precedent that Sarah Friedman set, but apparently, Dave, you like stayed late to do everyone's work.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, they're like,
I'm
go home.
sorry.
You're setting a bad example.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that this was fun.
Definitely. Yeah.
Great.
It's so awesome seeing you both. I do want to say that before, just in closing, like you all mean like so much to me. And obviously Kobe, you were my chief and then my attending, and then we became friends. And I can't say, I don't know how friendly we were when I was fairly pretty scared of you, but but you weren't really scary. You were just
He
like
was never
a
scary. He was
chief.
always a teddy
You were
bear.
just a 4 year. And I think it all sort of occurred to me that you were just like a friendly teddy bear when Dave made fun of you at the roast, your graduation roast, and that was amazing.
What
And
did I do? I don't remember that.
I was dressed like you dressed like in dirty scrubs, and then you popped out on like these fancy clothes because I was
he
dating
had
Air at the
toothpaste
time.
all over his scrubs, and then
I don't
you
remember that
tore
at
them
all.
off. You tore them off and you were like suave and ready to go dancing. It was funny. It was
Oh,
good.
wow. Okay.
And Dave, honestly, like I just you the stories that either I've heard it from you or from your mouth directly, like they just like continue to sit in my head rent free, because like it's you're just so funny and so awesome and you mean so much to me. So I just want you to know that. And then
My
so
wife's about to vomit. She's in the same room here.
Oh.
All
All
right, guys.
right.
All
Thank you
right.
so
This
much
is the
for
latest I've
coming,
stayed
guys.
up in a long time.
Oh my God, you dirty stay out. All
Good night.
right,
All
good night,
right, well.
everybody.